manager of the team and also the guy who's wearing two hats these days is the GM of Canada's World Junior team as well. We welcome James Boyd to the show. How are you doing this morning, James?
Doing great, guys.
Excellent. Good. How difficult has it been to wear two hats this last little while?
Well, it's been exciting for sure. as I mentioned before, a lot of this dovetails together. You know, it's gathering opinions, and I'm watching the games anyway. You know, so it's more providing insight, having the discussions on players, which is really exciting. There's been some additional responsibilities watching, you know, some players in the American Hockey League this year and the NCAA, which is great because it gives a little bit of perspective on those leagues and, you know, how players transition or, you know, what the strength of those leagues are. So it's been worthwhile for a whole bunch of reasons, but definitely over the last days, it's been intense. It's been exciting. It's been everything that, you know, as a hockey fan, first and foremost, it's one of the best, most exciting times I've ever had.
You named 35 players that will be heading to the selection camp next week. How difficult was it to get to 35?
Extremely difficult. You know, when you get the pool of players, when you start to assemble the pool of players in the summertime, you've got, you know, there's so many good hockey players. There's so many good hockey players in Canada. And then, you know, out of that summer camp, we have an idea, kind of a ghost roster of what we're looking to assemble. But then other players emerge. So we have players who were named yesterday. Will Cooley, for example, the Windsor Spitfires. He wasn't at the summer camp. But he's just having, you know, that type of season where he merits a selection. You got Ryan Teverberg, who plays at the UConn. Never been a part of Hockey Canada. Who's having a tremendous season there, leading scorer in Hockey East. So you've got players that are constantly coming out of the woodwork. You know, in addition to the players we've already identified as great players. And so there's multiple layers to it. The first key is, you know, identifying the players that merit selection, and then it's involving the coaching staff, involving the hockey, you know, everyone at Hockey Canada, and really narrowing it down to what type of a team are we trying to build and which of these players, you know, fits best into that matrix, and then really, you know, doing that deep dive again into the players to make sure the coaches are comfortable, which involves coaches, doing video scouting of other leagues. It's, having coaches focus in on position-specific players, right shot D, left shot D. So the team-building part has been really interesting. And Hockey Canada, of course, is, their methods are among the very best in the world. So we take some of that, too, that we'll be bringing back to the 67s like we do with every year. But it's a really, really interesting process.
James, are you playing on the hybrid ice, NHL ice, or the big surface?
It'll be NHL ice.
Yeah, so is that in picking some of the team, are you going a little more North American style versus the 2x100?
That has something to do with it, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be on NHL ice. All of Canada's games are going to be at the Rogers Centre in Edmonton, so on the NHL ice. So, but also, you know, we take into consideration, too, the opposition. And, you know, we know the Russians are big and strong. We know that the Finns are big and strong. And, you know, without looking too far ahead, you know, if your dreams come true, you're going to be meeting one of those teams in the semifinal, the quarterfinal, the final. So we take that into consideration, too, that we got to have a team that's able to play in a number of different ways against a number of different opponents. So the NHL ice does factor in, and then we'll have a bigger, stronger team because of it.
Can I quote you as saying that the Americans won't be in the top four based on your comment?
No, you know what? The Americans are always good.
No, I know.
Yeah, we can add, you know, the comment that came out this week is, the other countries are trying to win too. You know, sometimes I know we get excited about our own team, but it's a super competitive tournament. Yeah. So let's not forget the Swedes. Swedes are big too. There you go.
Absolutely. We've got them all covered off. James Boyd is the GM of the 67s and Canada's World Junior team. You only named three goalies, James. So, and to my knowledge, I believe three goalies will end up going to the tournament. At times in the past, we have seen before where there have been four goalies and they kind of, you know, they came to the camp and you named your three from there. Was it just that there were three good guys and three clear guys, or what's the reason we're going with just the three that will make the team?
Well, initially there was more guys, but through the evaluation, these three goalies, Kosa, Grand, and Brochu, there's been a clear separation. You know, all three have been outstanding this year. They were players that were initially on the radar, you know, participated in summer camp, but their play is really, has really separated. And you know, when we go into camp, it's different this year. We're still under COVID protocols, so it's going to be a smaller group. We're only bringing 35 players to camp, and there's going to be two games against the U Sports All Stars, and then we're picking the team. So the focus of having the three goalies, naming the three goalies, is the goalie coach Olivier Michaud and the coaching staff. You know, the entire coaching staff can start working with those goalies right away, because from Calgary, we're going to Red Deer. We're playing three exhibition games, and then you're into the tournament. So if there is that clear separation, let's, you know, not complicate things with an evaluation over two games in Calgary. Let's get those goalies in, start working with them, and see where we're at for that first game of the tournament.
How's Henrik Lapierre been since returning back from Washington?
Well, the reports are quiet initially,
but
his play has really picked up here over the last 2 weeks. So we're seeing the real Henrik Lapierre over the last 2 weeks, and, you know, obviously played in the NHL and, you know, put up some points in the NHL with Washington. So he's a capable player, and he's a guy we're excited to see at camp.
You always are probably on pins and needles awaiting players that are potentially are sent back, who started the season with NHL teams. Speaking of local kids, Henrik is local, and so is Mason McTavish as well. Just got sent back by Anaheim, and at least to start in Peterborough has lit up the Ontario Hockey League. So, how much you can't tell me who's going to be on the team, but how much does it help to have players of his ilk available as well?
That's huge for us. It's huge for us to get him. You know, and we also had the benefit that he's been playing in the NHL here for a couple months, and you know, we got a taste of it on Sunday when we played the Peterborough Petes. He seems to be still at NHL speed, you know. So he's going to be coming to camp with that extra seasoning. He's already an elite player, but with that extra seasoning, and he's got his foot on the gas still. So any addition from the NHL is huge. Not only because they're, you know, capable players who are playing in the NHL, but the fact that they've been playing at that level, you know, they just got an extra gear. And so we look forward to, again, bringing him in and seeing where he meshes with the group.
Ken Johnson and Mr. Power from Michigan, I see they're off to a great start, the entire team. Just thoughts on their play, James, because we didn't have much chance to see them much last year.
Well, Power, you know, we had the chance to see him at the Men's World Championship, where, you know, he was a major contributing factor there, and they're winning the gold medal. And we got the reports, you know, firsthand from Andre Tourney, who was working with the D there, about his capabilities and how much ice time he can log, his offensive elements. He's really a player. Of course, he's the first overall pick in the NHL, but his game has made a quantum leap, you know, from the time that he was 15 years old. He's a late birthday. He's always been, you know, in the development, although he's 6'5", 6'6", the development has always been, he's always been a year younger than other players. So he really is one of the best defensemen in the world at the age group, and is going to log a lot of ice time for us. Johnson is a really slick playmaking forward, slippery player. He's one of those guys who's, you know, always splitting the D or slithering past someone along the wall, but he's got eyes in the back of his head. They play that at the University of Michigan, where the Wolverines are, you know, odds-on favorite to win the national championship this year. They have a number of NHL first-round picks on the team, and they're kind of when they get going, they got the Harlem Globetrotters act going there in the in the NCAA. So they're an exciting team to watch, and we got a chance to watch, you know, catch them live in a couple of games earlier this year. So again, exciting players who have some experience playing with Hockey Canada, and are going to be a huge part of our team.
Connor Bedard is an interesting invitee. Of course, he is projected to be a very high pick in the 2023 draft, but obviously very young. The numbers last year and the limited amount of time he played out in Regina in the Western League were very strong. The numbers this year haven't been as strong. Can you kind of take us through the evaluation process on him? And is he, even at 16, a real contender for a spot on the team?
Well, he is a real contender. I know last year he put up numbers there in a kind of a protective environment in a bubble there in the Western Hockey League. But really what stands out with Connor and what really made an impression on Hockey Canada is his play at the under-18 tournament, you know, where he came in as an underage there. But in the big games, he has this knack for elevating his game. This is his reputation throughout his entire hockey career, that when the chips are down, with one play, he can change the game. He manufactures offense, you know, when the games are tight. And there doesn't seem to be a consensus on how he does it. It just happens. You know, he can manufacture those special plays at key points in the game. So although he's young, he's playing on a team in Regina there that's just had a coaching change, John Paddock back behind the bench. They struggled a little bit, but anyone who's been around Connor Bedard for any length of time is adamant that he is a legitimate candidate to make the team this year because of all those reasons.
Ridley Gregg had a great training camp here. He's gone back, has played very well in Brandon, 23 points in 16 games, James. And again, I know nobody's a lock, but when you look at his role, is he one of these Swiss Army knives? Because it appears that he could do just about anything you ask him at the junior level.
Yeah, and the thing that sticks out with Ridley, whether it's, you know, when I talk to the coaches in Belleville or from the experience last year with Ridley being around, or whether it's personnel in the Western Hockey League, just the level of intensity. You know, the fact that there's only one speed or there's only one intensity with Ridley Gregg, and that's pedal to the metal. So, you know, in a short-term tournament, you know, we know that he's difficult to play against. He plays on the edge. He can be nasty at times, but with that level of intensity and that consistency, that's key. That's one of the key things we're looking for in players for the tournament.
Well, will there be a discussion, I guess, with him to kind of be a little careful in the European game for the way he plays?
That'll be up to Dave Cameron,
yeah,
and the coaching staff.
Yeah.
You know, I can see
his play the other night where he kind of, you know, like you said, he's on the edge, and that is always a fine line internationally.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure really conscious about that, but that'll be a discussion for the coaching staff to have. But I know it's what the old saying is, he's better to, you know, tame a tiger than paint stripes on a kitty cat.
Yeah.
You know, that's really Gregg in a nutshell.
Yeah.
All right, by the end of next week, the 35 invitees will be down to the 25 who will make up Team Canada for the World Juniors. At this point, as you kind of look at who you've selected so far, James, what do you think will be the strength of the team, and what are you going to be looking for in camp as far as this is the part that I'm maybe a little bit concerned about?
Well, you think when you look at the team, the forward group's extremely strong. You know, there's a lot of depth there, and the players we're bringing to camp give the coaches some flexibility. We got some bigger bodies there. We got some skill there. We got, you know, a player like Joshua Roy from Sherbrooke who's really excels on the power play. You know, his vision, and he's able to drive the offense. So kind of a specialist player. We got some bigger players. William Dufour is leading, leading the goal category in the Quebec Major Junior League, but also a big guy. So the coaches are going to get a chance to see them live. They've seen video and really dug into them, but this will give a chance to see them live. And, you know, it'll be a short period of time for those players to make an impression, but we've got a whole bunch of options there for the coach, and it'll be fun to have those discussions.
Hmm. Final question for you. At the end of the, I mean, you've got Dave Cameron, and you got his assistants, you've got you, you've got Hockey Canada people. Who ultimately makes the decision on who makes the team?
It'll be a combination of Scott Salmon, Hockey Canada executive, Alan Miller, and myself that'll have the final say in and who's on the team. But it really is a consensus. It has to be a consensus decision, so the coaches will have their opinion. Will be heavily weighed here.
All right, good stuff. Really appreciate your time. It's always an exciting time with Canada at the World Juniors, and first step yesterday. I should ask you one other question, because they're certainly of interest. Brant Clark from Ottawa, obviously a high pick, well thought of, did not make, was not an invitee. What was the thinking there?
Great player. Really like Brant Clark. Obviously, we have history with Graham, his brother Graham being a star player with the 67s. And Brant's a top player in our league. But there is a slant towards taking older defensemen to the tournament. So Brant's an exciting player for Hockey Canada down the road, and I know that he's going to continue having success in the Ontario League, but we're going to go with an older defense corps.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate the time as always, James.
Thanks very much.